Hi, this week we're asking this question: should Christians play the lottery? Should they go to casinos and gamble? Gambling and playing the lottery are often condemned for several reasons. Gambling is often rooted in covetousness, and the Bible condemns covetousness. Gambling often causes people to become bad stewards over their money. Very often, people waste rent money and grocery money on the lottery and raffle tickets. Gambling often produces laziness. Gambling is addictive. And finally, gambling often promotes jealousy and envy. All of these are good reasons to avoid gambling and the purchase of lottery tickets. But suppose someone is not covetous when they buy a lottery ticket. Suppose also that they do not waste their grocery money and their rent money buying lottery tickets. In other words, they pay their bills, take care of their families, and suppose they aren't lazy. They don't get addicted, and they don't become jealous or envious. Would it be wrong then to play the lottery if one could avoid all of these other pitfalls? The answer is yes. The lottery and gambling at a casino would be wrong for a Christian, because it is not an authorized form of gaining wealth. Bear with me for a moment while I explain this. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father through Him." To do something in the name of the Lord Jesus means to do it by His authority. Look at three important words in this passage. First of all, whatever. It says whatever you do, and then the phrase in word or deed. And finally, do all. Now, when someone asks me what passage forbids a Christian from buying a lottery ticket, I point out that this is the wrong question. The real question that should be asked is, what passage gives a Christian authorization to gamble? Because everything we do must be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever we do in word, whatever we do in deed, all of it must be done by the authority of Jesus Christ. Now, there are scriptures which authorize working as a way to gain money. Ephesians 4, verse 28. There's a passage that authorizes receiving money as an inheritance from your parents or grandparents. Luke chapter 15, verse 12. And there is also authorization for owning a business as a way of making money. Acts chapter 18, verse 3. And by the way, investing in the stock market is equivalent to owning a business. And therefore, if someone were to ask me for authority to invest in stocks, I would cite passages which authorize owning a business. That's what buying stock is. It's buying part of a business, investing in a business. But question, where is the authorization for a Christian to gamble? Now, we've already seen that whatever you do in word or deed, all of it must be done in the name or by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17. Now, there is no passage that gives authorization to gamble, to buy lottery tickets. And when the Bible is silent about an action, that action is forbidden. Silence does not authorize. Silence forbids. And so when people ask the question, what's wrong with a Christian playing the lottery? The question itself is admitting there is no Bible passage authorizing gambling. For if there were authorization, the question would not even be asked to begin with. Why do you never hear the question, what's wrong with working to make a living? Why do you never hear that question? Because everyone knows that working is authorized. Why do you never hear the question, what's wrong with telling the truth? Why do you never hear that question? Because everyone knows that telling the truth is authorized. But asking, what's wrong with the lottery, is an admission that there is no authorization for it in the New Testament scriptures. Simply put, gambling and the lottery are wrong for Christians because everything that a Christian does must be authorized in the New Testament scriptures, and neither gambling nor lottery are authorized. And rather than asking what's wrong with these things, the real question should be, what's right with these things? In other words, where are they authorized? In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, the Bible says, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." In Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." If everything we do is supposed to be to the glory of God, and if we are supposed to acknowledge Him in all our ways, we must have permission from God to gamble or play the lottery. And since He never gave the permission in His scriptures, it is simply wrong. If you would like to speak with someone from the congregation, then simply leave your name and phone number at the sound of the tone, and one of our brethren will be glad to assist you. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.